pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we study the subject of the dispensation of the tribulation, this is dispensation number 7, let me remind you that there is no way that we will cover every aspect of the tribulation period. And you say, well, why not? Well, God has told each of us that we need to study the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now we can look at that and we can say that Paul was talking to Timothy as a pastor, and he was telling this pastor that he needed to study to show himself approved. But I believe this speaks to my heart as well as to your heart, that God is telling each of us that we need to study the Word of God. So when we're going through these studies about the tribulation, as I sit down and I go through this and I have it recorded and you hear it, it's not going to be everything. And this is the reason that you need to get into the Scripture and you need to start studying the Word of God. You need to carry on, in other words. You need to continue on studying about the tribulation period. There is so much in the Word of God. We will never exhaust every aspect of the Word of God. It makes no difference how long you study, how old you are, how long you read the Bible. There's always going to be something new that God points out to you. And the Bible says that we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Keep studying the Word of God. My job, as we would say, quote unquote, would be to kind of whet your appetite, if I could use that term, whet your appetite, so that you would get a desire to get into the Word of God. Actually, you need to have that desire anyway. You should have that desire if you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You should have that desire already, and I don't believe that if you did not have that desire, that you would not be listening right now. You do have that desire, and you need to carry on, and you need to continue on studying the Word of God, and God will bless you for it, and He will lift you up and help you to know things that you didn't think that was possible to know. Well, we're going to begin this study, and as we begin our study with Revelation chapter 5. We're going to look at chapter 5. And please keep in mind that much of the book of Revelation is not written in chronological order. And you see, chronological order is how events are presented or arranged in the order in which they will occur or that they have occurred, one after the other. When we think of the Great Tribulation, we quite naturally think of all the bad things that will take place. And however, we do find some good encouraging incidents along the way when studying about God's wrath being poured out on sinful man. You say, well, how in the world can you get something good out of the tribulation period? Well, let's look on now and let's see how that's possible. Revelation chapter 5. I would entitle this section that we're studying, it is the tribulation, dispensation number 7, but I would call it apocalypse. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Well, in chapter 5 of Revelation, we read of a book. Now, I've just read about that. Or as it was written on the days of John, a scroll. And this book or scroll was written on both sides. We read that in Revelation 5:1 just now. It was written on both sides, and it was sealed with what? 7 seals. And then we continue reading Revelation chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. And I saw a strong angel. Let me stop just a moment. We know that John the Apostle now is writing this. He's having it written down. He's writing it down. He could have had a scribe with him writing this as John would dictate. But once again, remember, all the scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's given by the inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. God is the author. And God has let us have what we need to see in the Word of God. It's been preserved in the Word of God. His Word has been preserved. It is His Word. And I believe it's preserved in the King James Bible. And if you do not have a King James Bible, you need to get one, because it is the Word of God, and you can understand it if you have been born again. If you haven't been born again, the one thing that you can understand there is how to go to heaven. And then after you get saved, then God will unfold the things to you as you study. I remind you again that each person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior has the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth, and this is according to what Jesus said in the book of John. He said the Holy Spirit's going to lead us and guide us into all truth. That means He is the interpreter for us to let us know what God wants us to know as we study His Word. Well, Revelation chapter 5, we'll get back to Revelation 5 now, verses 2 through 4. John said, "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Now who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And John said, 'And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.'" What a sad time we're reading of here. John wept because nobody was worthy to open the book. Well, the importance of the book can be noticed when we realize that no man was capable or worthy to open, to read, or to even look within the book. This was an important book. And John wept because no one was found worthy to open the book. So he thought, as we read in Revelation 5, verses 5 and 6, he thought, "And one of the elders, saith unto me, 'Weep not. Behold,'" now I said, so he thought, he didn't think anyone was worthy, that he was weeping because he said there was no one around. But notice what happens here. "One of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not,' John says, 'Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth." Well, who do you think this is that's able to open the book? Well, it's Jesus Christ. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He prevailed. He's the Lamb. He's the one who is worthy to open the book that John saw there with the seven seals. Good news, John is told. An elder tells John not to weep because someone had removed the seals and had opened the book. And once again, the one John saw who was worthy to open the book was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, a lamb as it had been slain. This is Jesus Christ. Revelation 5, 7 says, "And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne." And the next part that we see is the worthy one took the book from the right hand of the one who sat upon the throne. And the one, of course, who sits on the throne of heaven is God the Father. God the Son took the book. Hebrews 12 and verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And when he had taken the book," the Bible continues now in Revelation 5, Jesus Christ is worthy. He sits at the right hand of God, the Father, the right hand of the throne of God. And Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 14 continues about this. it talks about, and when he had taken the book, this is Jesus, the four beasts and 4 and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Verse 9 goes on to say, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, John says, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I've made mention of this before. There's some people who say there's going to be more people in hell than there is in heaven. I don't believe that. I believe that God is so powerful. Now, he can't force anyone to get saved, but Jesus Christ is the one. He said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Now, it doesn't mean all men is going to be saved, but that means that people have the opportunity. And I believe that when we see the term all men, I believe that people from every tribe and every nation, as we've read here, out of every tribe and every nation, people will be saved. Multitudes, tens of thousands and thousands will be saved and in heaven. God is so good to us. He's given us the privilege of living during this time that we live in, the church age, the dispensation of the church. We're living right now in the dispensation of the church. And he's given us, we're going to be the bride of Christ when Jesus comes back. And he says, come up hither. And we go up to be with him in the clouds in a rapture. We need to be excited about that. And we need to look forward to his coming. And I've said this before, the Bible promises us, God promises us through his word, that all of those who love his appearing will receive the crown of rejoicing. I want that crown. But more than that, I want to see my Savior. I want to see him face to face. And the more I think of this, the more I want to see him face to face. You say, aren't you afraid? Well, I'm apprehensive because he's God. He's the one who saved me. And I look forward one day to seeing my Savior face to face. The Bible says that I have not seen nor ear heard what God has prepared for them that love him. And I'm just waiting to see what God has for me when I get to heaven, when I get to be with my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. That's a reward in itself. Now, I have eternal life, and that was a gift. But I see Jesus Christ as one who is waiting for me to see me personally. Well, getting back to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, and it's hard to get back there as what I've been speaking about here. It's hard to get back there because I want to see Jesus. The remainder of Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 14, we've read that. It leaves no doubt as to who is the one worthy to open the book. And that person is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He's all in all. And you need to trust him as your Savior today. And you as a saved person, if you've trusted him, you need to be living for him and telling others that Jesus saves.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.